Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. No matter what time of day it is, and no matter where you are located, right here and right now, you are with me, Laura Padgett. This is my podcast called Living What You're Given. This is the last podcast of 2023. It follows the Christmas holiday, and it is also the last podcast for a little length of time. There are many reasons why I'm going to suspend this for a few months, and I may go into that today, I may not, but I want to thank all of you for listening, and I want to tell you something, that to have you with me the last 3 years has truly, truly been the perfect gift. Well, hello, friends, and welcome back in to Living What You're Given. You know, we've done this for 3 seasons now. I've learned a tremendous amount. I've met wonderful people from all over the world, and I've tried to share as many stories as I can with you about trying to live the life we've been given. And I find myself in a situation now where I'm trying to take care of one of the most important people in my world as she suffers. With a terminal illness. And so my own words come back to smack me upside the head, don't they? They say, you're going to live what you've been given and do it in grace and do it in gratitude and serve where you can. And boy, I'll tell you, it ain't easy sometimes. There's a lot of stuff going on. My sister said it best when she said, I have a rainbow of emotions. Well, one of the things I want to share with you, my lovelies, is that it may not seem like 2023 was a perfect gift, but to me, there's always something to be learned no matter what's going on. And God does not give bad gifts. He only gives good gifts. And He is with us no matter what our struggles are. And that in itself is a wonderful gift. Through the last, oh gosh, I guess couple months on this podcast, we have had a song that opens it called The Perfect Gift, of course, by Stephen Ray Watts. His information is always in my show notes. And at the end of this, I'm just going to play the song in its entirety. I hope that wherever you are, whatever you're doing, that you will stop and reflect on the good things that are going on. Even in the tough times, in the beauty, the beautiful days that are in the dark hours, if that makes any sense. But right now I want to talk about leaving 2023, and my guest that I had a couple weeks ago, Ashley Piles, was talking to us a little bit about the dangers of not letting go of the past. I see that now more than ever. Ashley's a lovely lady. She's a tremendous ministry. I really encourage you to go back and check that one out and get on the show notes and find out more about her. You know, it's so easy to say, but things didn't used to be this way. I want it back the way it was. That's how Living What You're Given was born. Because COVID was an absolute recipe for that kind of thinking. No, we want things back the way they were. Well, they aren't going to be the way they were. And in fact, every day, things are not the way they were. We have some choices in how we handle that. And I'm not saying we can't be upset, we can't be angry, we can't be sometimes resentful, and that's all right. But we cannot stay in that spot. Processing emotions is important, and Ashley talked about that, and so have many other guests I've had on this show. But what I want you to know now is we have to look forward. We have to move forward. We have to find a way, I speak for all of us now, to embrace what's coming up, let go of what's been left behind. Pull together as communities, pull together as families, churches, to make a pathway forward that will be better, not the same. It will be different, just like my life's going to be different now for quite a while. But there's still beautiful times, and there are still gifts to be found. And I guess it just depends on our reality check. It depends on our situation of embracing what is, letting go of what was. I hope that makes some sense to you. I don't mean to lecture anybody. Goodness, I'm the least among you, and I know that. But I also know that life hands us things, good and bad, and the consistency of how we handle that really reflects what we believe, who our God really is. So I want to tell you a funny little story to end 2023, and I'll relate it back to how I'm trying to fix this all up right now, if you'll indulge me. So when my son was little, I taught Sunday school like all the other moms, and we took turns teaching Sunday school like parents do all over, moms, dads, now everybody. And there was this little boy, he was about 4 years old. Gabriel was just an infant, but this little boy was just about 4 years old. And we were trying to teach the kids the Lord's Prayer. Well, you know, when you come to the thing that says, "Hallowed be thy name," that's hard for adults, let alone little kids. So this little guy decided to say, "Howard be thy name." Howard. That made sense to him. We're like, that's cool. Well, in the little town we lived in at that time called Gunnison, Colorado, there was a gentleman who was one of the sort of head of the city council, and he happened to be named Howard. Well, this little boy, whose name I'm not going to give you, we'll call him Tommy for now, which wasn't his real name. But anyway, we were all kind of hanging out one night. My first husband was the editor of the Gunnison Country Times newspaper. And so, you know, we hung out in those circles with the local politicians and law enforcement, things like that. And this little guy's dad happened to also be in that circle. So we would hang out at these particular parties or whatever you have. And when he met this city council member and they said, "This is Howard," the little boy's eyes became so large. And he looked at us all like, "Really?" And he, from then on, whenever we were in social gatherings, this little guy would follow Howard around. And it was so interesting because one summer, the Gunnison River was flooding. Howard lived, he and his wife and family lived on the Gunnison River, right on the banks. And many of us from our circle, our social circle, started sandbagging and trying to keep this river at bay. And this little boy came along to help too. After all, this was Howard's house. So Howard was working side by side with this little gentleman, this little commie gentleman. And he said to him, "Mr. Howard, what are we going to do?" And Howard said, "Well, we're going to try to stop the water from flooding my house." And he goes, "But can't you do something about the flood?" And Howard looked at him. He goes, "Well, good grief, son, who do you think I am, God?" The little boy was devastated. He was deflated. It was a sad day. But Howard never knew the difference, and he never understood why the little boy suddenly thought, "Whoa, dude, really?" But I understood. And it gave me a memory I shall hold on forever. I will hold on to it forever. What do I make as my God? Happiness, peace, health, prosperity, or maybe the past? Maybe I'm busy worshiping the past, wishing my loved one would get well and be who she was years ago. Hoping is not a bad thing. Expectations are not wrong. But when I put all of my trust into things that only possibly can give us a little more time, a little more peace, a little more comfort temporarily. I realize I'm like that little boy, deluded. I had seen something from an incorrect lens. He didn't mean to, sweet little guy. He's probably well into his 40s now. But you know, it was so interesting to me as I reflected on that story. This little boy really believed he had met God in Howard. And when he found out, God wasn't that man. God wasn't that person. God wasn't standing before him in the flesh like that. He was devastated. So I have to kick back, especially in this situation, and I have to say, who is my God? How will I hold on to him in times of trial, tears? How will I gain footage and strength in a situation that is beyond difficult? I know there are those of you out there that have lived this. I think of so many of my guests who have talked about this. And I know that it's very easy for me to make some earthly individual, some creature, some entity into God. Instead of saying, hallowed be thy name, I insist, Howard. I hope that little story blesses you. I hope you can resonate with it. But what I really want to tell you today is God is always with us. He loves us. He's directing every step we are taking as a family now. And he's accepting the tears, the anger. He's accepting the doubt. He ain't afraid of my tears. And he's not intimidated by the doubt. He knows. He gave me this whole subscription to humanity thing. But I want to say, I won't be back on for several months. I have some other stuff I got to do. Hopefully living what you're given will come back next year sometime in 2024. But if it doesn't, it will be tucked away in my heart. And I hope in yours, if you've been helped by some of these episodes and the beautiful music by my son and Stephen Ray and April Metzler and Christine Marie, all the people who have contributed to this podcast, I hope it will be part of a past that will help you forge your way into a beautiful future. Hope you've learned some stuff. I have. Thanks for letting me share my life with you over the last 3 years. Thank you for letting me share the lives of others. I hope I'll be back, but I don't know that. And maybe Living What You're Given podcast is part of my past. Who knows? But I do know this much. Mr. Stephen Ray Watts' beautiful music that you'll hear at the end of this is a hopeful piece of music that always turns us toward the perfect gift and always reminds us who's in charge, who we are, whose we are. And if you want to catch up with that man, all his information is in my show notes. And if you want to catch up with me, I'm LaurelPaget.com. That's in the show notes, too. I'd love to hear from you. Won't be doing a whole lot of online work next few months. But what I will be doing is praying that every segment that we've done over 3 years is one that was blessed by God. I'm sure of that. And a blessing to you. I hope for that. Until then, beloveds, know that in my heart, in my life, you working in all of the various ways you do and allowing God to work through you has been the perfect gift. May this song bless you. May 2023 be behind you. May 2024 be embraced by you. God bless you. I love you. Bye-bye.